Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday, May the 19th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour. You're tuned in WGH Talk Radio, joined in studio by Sean Kraft and Matt Morgan, and then there were three. You know, we don't know what happened to Olivia. We thought she was going to show up. She gave us no indication that she was not going to show up, but yet she did not show up. Now, Sean, what's your status so far on Olivia?
Well, I think, I don't follow her on Facebook or Snapchat or all those medias, but maybe she got tied up with family or friends, I think.
Now, Matthew, you have Snapchat, this great tool that keeps us all connected. What's the status of Olivia?
She has yet to respond to my Snap.
So what does this tell us about Snapchat on the whole?
Well, it's the same concept as if I sent you a message and then you just didn't respond. It's literally the same thing.
So is she dead? Have we just decided she's dead?
I mean, I guess it's a possibility.
God, the poor deer's dead. We're going to have to fill her seat with somebody. It's going to have to be a woman. Well, if you're a woman out there listening right now, and
maybe Sarah, out there is listening, she can call me.
Your free Friday nights. We might have a seat for you here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we've got a lot to talk about this week, but Matt, you've been studying all day simulation theory. So you're going to explain this to Sean and I in the audience. It's a fascinating thing.
Yeah.
Hit us with it.
Alrighty. So simulation theory is a theory that the world is essentially a massive simulation of, the universe. It was, Nick Bostrom wrote the, I don't even remember what, like, it's referred to as, but he wrote a thing on simulation theory. Nick Bostrom is a Swedish philosopher from the University of Oxford. He's known for a lot of studies. But he said that the world is possibly a simulation based off of, our computing powers now and what we could possibly do in the future. He thinks that maybe we are just in a massive computer.
See, I have no idea what you just said. Honestly, I don't have a clue as to what you just said.
Okay.
I heard some names in there and something and something and something, and I have no idea.
Well, okay,
Did you understand any of that?
No, I just...
Okay, let me restart.
Yeah.
Nick Bostrom published an article called The Simulation Theory.
Who the heck is Nick Bostrom?
Okay. Nick Bostrom is a Swedish philosopher from the University of Oxford.
Well, la-dee-da. Okay, got it. So he published this. So why should we trust this man?
Okay. Nick Bostrom is known for the studies on his studies on existential risk, the anthropic principle, human enhancement ethics, whole brain emulation, superintelligent risks, and the reversal test. So he knows stuff. Lots of stuff.
Yeah, sounds like
a lot more than the average person, I would say.
So, essentially, break it down in one sentence. What is the simulation theory?
The world is a giant simulation.
For what?
I don't know. He doesn't know.
So what have we learned from him, Mr. Swedish Oxford?
What have we learned from
Nick
him?
Nick Bostrom.
So,
see, I can publish papers with no answers, too. I don't think that makes me a great person.
No. So, Nick Bostrom is a very smart man. His papers...
Well, I'll get him on the show.
You should.
We'll see what he's got.
I assume he'd definitely be a lot better at explaining this than I am. He published the whole thing. But I do have some, evidence to back up.
But what are we simulating, though? I mean, this is what I don't understand. What is this a simulation for?
He's not sure. He just says that, he said they could be anywhere from, entertainment. It could basically be, a one big television show to them.
We're, like, television for who? Aliens?
whoever created the simulation.
Oh, my lord.
This is deep.
So that's it.
I mean,
I was hoping there'd be. I mean,
like, yeah, basically, the world is a giant simulation. There's not much to it. It's just, that's it.
Do you feel like you're in the middle of a simulation, Sean?
I feel like I'm shaking right now.
But, like, you wouldn't.
Not stimulation, simulation.
It's simulated consciousness. So, like, you feel like you're, like.
I think Opal Covey has a little simulated consciousness from time to time.
Yeah.
So they say that it's like a giant computer. It created this universe.
Correct.
Okay.
We've created, like, a universe. Here, actually, I have.
Haven't we been around many, many years?
Yes.
Yeah. So who created it? A computer?
I mean, whoever created the computer created the simulation. I assume they had an intent for whatever reason to create the simulation.
Well, why didn't they create me a little bit skinnier?
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's simulated consciousness, consciousness. So your decisions are still yours. It's just, well, I don't even know that it. I mean, maybe it is all scripted and it's an illusion of consciousness. But like,
see, when I interviewed Opal Covey last week, I'm not even sure she was conscious when we did the interview. I sat there for an hour, and I'm not sure how conscious she was during that hour.
That was a good day.
That wasn't, Matthew, that was the first time you'd met old Opal. What did you think of that whole conversation last Saturday? Toledo. Toledo, the city so nice they named it twice. Go ahead.
That woman is amazing.
Oh, isn't she?
that woman is something, bro.
Oh, is that not a show in and of itself?
She definitely made the trip up to Toledo worth it.
Didn't she, though?
It was so much better than I thought it was going to be.
She's everything you wanted, I guess. She's dressed like the American flag. She sings. She tells you everything. What was your most fascinating fact that you learned from Opal?
That God let Satan own Toledo.
Well, you know, Satan's got a lot of power, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
But now, most oddly enough, Opal called me just days later and said that God had spoken to her and that I'm the head of the media.
Right here.
God told me I'm the head of the media. And I wonder how. I don't know how that's all going to turn out in the end.
I don't know.
I guess we'll find out.
It's all a big simulation. and she saved your life, didn't she? She took you aside. When I was going to the restroom, I saw her put the clamp on you. And what happened?
She told me to make sure I read my Bible, and she told me to read to start reading with Matthew, Mark, and
And your name's Matt.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
Did you do that?
No.
You're forsaking Opal Covey? Oh, that's a mistake. You know God speaks to her.
So it seems.
As it would seem. Sean, what'd you make of our friend Opal?
I just couldn't get past all the stains on her shirt.
Well, she wore that especially for us. She got all gussied up for us last week.
But why did she put it in the washing machine before she came?
What she did? It's the American flag. I don't think you can wash the American flag. You can't burn the American flag. You can't let the flag touch the ground, and you can't wash it. Or as they say in Kentucky or Alabama, wash.
It was a t-shirt.
Hey, Bales was in here earlier today. Did you hear Bailey? Bales on earlier on?
Yeah.
No, she's from Alabama. And, I asked her about that this morning, and she doesn't know what that means either. Nobody knows what roll tide means.
I'm not from Alabama, so I don't even know what it is.
But I asked her about that marrying cousins thing, because I know in Kentucky and West Virginia, they all marry their cousins. So I said, in Alabama, do they do that as well? And she said they do not. But she was great. It was great to have her. I had not had her in the studio in probably 3 years.
Well, maybe she can give us a call today.
Well, Bailey, Bales, if you're out there, call us, 740-383-9944. Tell us if you understand simulation theory and Harry Bostick and the Oxford University of Sweden and all that. Sean about died earlier today. Tell us about your near-death experience.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I'm a diabetic.
Imagine that.
And my sugar went through the roof, and
what's through the roof?
I mean, it was five hundreds. Yeah.
Now sugar's supposed to be 110.
Yeah.
That's on the high end, 110.
I don't think I've ever checked my sugar.
You haven't checked your
sugar?
Well,
if it's 500, you're in bad shape.
Yeah, you know if you're at 500, trust me. Yeah.
And how did you feel?
I felt horrible. I felt like I was going to die.
Like you were, now, what does death feel like?
Well, if it feels like you can't, everything's blurry. You're really sweaty, shaky, headache, and feels like you're sick to your stomach. Like, no. I felt like I was on my deathbed. Yeah.
Now, how do you know? But you didn't die.
No, I didn't die. I did a cocktail.
So really, that's not death.
No, mine. No, not really death. But it felt like I was knocking on heaven's door, though.
Now, you say you took a cocktail.
Yeah. It's like extra insulin. I have two insulins that I take.
How many shots?
Five.
Five shots in the stomach
to get it done.
To save your life.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you made it here for us tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
But I'm alive.
Can't miss the show. Not like Olivia, who's missing the show here. We don't know what happened to her.
Yeah.
She could be dead, though. That's the only excuse I'm accepting at this point is that she's dead. Phone lines, again, are open. If you have any questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you out there. 740-383-9944. So, basically, what did we learn from Opal Covey last week?
I learned that she's a minister. She's definitely
Is she a minister?
Yeah.
I didn't see that paperwork.
She said she was.
Well, she's a prophetess. She's big into that prophecy.
Yeah.
She could have her own show.
Most definitely.
Yeah, she's an entertaining lady.
Yeah, she's really entertaining. Yeah, she's, you know the cat song, Matt? I can't remember it. How's it go? You know it?
Every time she starts singing it, man, I'm just like, yes.
Do you think we should call Opal up and see how she's doing?
Yeah, have her sing
the cat song. We have no women on the show tonight. Call her up.
I'll sing the cat song with her.
Yeah, let's get Opal on the line. You know she's got nothing to do. Why not?
Yeah, she's sitting in her house right now with refrigerators around there.
All right. Oh, Olivia's responding right now. Oh. She just saw the message.
Oh, maybe she forgot.
Oh, my God. Well, let's wait and see what the response is here.
Maybe she's going to come in the second hour.
Well, I don't know. You know, maybe she forgot. Maybe she died. Well, probably since she's typing, she didn't die. We're glad she's not dead. We didn't wish death on her, but, you know, it's one of those things. Where is Opal's number here? God, I hope we didn't lose Opal's number.
That'd be upsetting.
That would be a tragedy.
I think I have it in my phone.
The woman's pure entertainment.
I think I have it in my phone, if you can't find it.
She said she had no idea we wanted her here tonight.
Did you tell her to come back every Friday?
Well, didn't we last week? I mean, didn't we cover that?
I thought so. I thought so.
Yeah, I thought we did. Tell her to come the second hour.
Well, I just said to her, come on in. We just started.
Yeah.
She only lives like 20 minutes away. Well, hopefully she's on her way. This is because we need the woman nature. We need the feminine gene here. Don't you think?
Yeah, she's gonna get the show working again.
You think we got problems? are we having issues already in the show?
No.
Yeah, I think we're having a tremendous time. She Snapchatted you back yet?
No.
My goodness gracious!
You remember where her phone number started with?
Opal?
Yeah.
My number's 419. She's in the 419 area code.
Oh, shit. I think I have a 419 area code here. Is she at Port Clinton, Ohio?
Clinton would be up by Lake Erie.
So there must not be that.
She's
one.
Out of town. Olivia's out of town.
Oh, she's out of town.
All right. No big worries.
Well, next time.
We're going to call Friday. Opal. We'll get the feminine gene here now on the show. I think I found Opal's number.
Very nice.
All right. Mark down your telephone now. This is going to be heavy radio.
She's
the legend that is Opal Covey. Here we go. Fasten your safety belt.
Maybe she's out of town.
Well, it sounded like she answered. Hello?
Hello,
Opal!
Yes, hi, Scott.
Hey, Opal, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I'm putting the cats to bed, and pretty soon I'll get to bed. We go to bed early.
Oh, go to bed early. Well, I just wanted to call and see how you were tonight. How are things?
They're going okay. I haven't felt real good today, but I know what's happening. I got attacked on my legs. and they're kind of crusty, you know.
You got attacked on your legs?
Yeah.
Oh, no, by what?
Going on for several months. Do you remember Job in the Old Testament?
Yes, I do.
You remember when he got attacked on his legs? And the reason he was attacked, it was because he was a good guy and, you know, smart guy and everything. You know the story about him? Hello?
No. No, go ahead, Opal. I'm sorry, I drifted there for a second. Go ahead. Tell us about Job.
Okay, I'm just telling you. That's what's happening to me. People who are really big in the Lord, you know, really know the Lord and everything, why Satan really comes after them. And one morning, these past six months, after I got out of the hospital, I put my feet over onto the floor to get up, and my legs were all red up halfway and crusty. And I have to put lotion on them. And then the Lord took me back to Job when he was such an upright man. I'm an upright lady and full of the Holy Spirit. And you'll get tested very strongly. And he was tested like that, and now I'm tested like that. And my sister's, the case with my sister and everything that's went on, it's a test for my faith. So I'm okay. I'm taking care of myself. And I got a couple little kittens. And my lawn it's raining now up here. I don't know about down there. Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm here, Opal.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Your lawn is raining?
No, I said it's raining now.
Oh, it's raining there in Toledo.
Yeah, it's just started raining about an hour ago, I guess. Something like that. Well, anyway, everything is going as good as can go, and the Lord has blessed me to know what to do next, you know, procedures to get to build my thrift shop. That's not too far down the road.
Now, you had told us earlier in the week, Opal, that the Lord spoke to you, right?
Oh, he speaks to me and shows me things every day. Night before last, he was showing me about these people who have treated me mean and nasty. Why, I was over at Walmart the other night, and they treated me so nasty, it was awful.
Oh, no, what happened at the Walmart? Because you're already banned from Menards, right?
Yeah, because I said the name Jesus. Because of the name of Jesus, that's why I was banned. And, of course, I'm going after them, you know.
You're going after Menards?
I'm not get away with it.
Yeah, so what happened at the Walmart, Opal?
Well, at the Walmart, they close at 11 p.m., you know, and it was Tuesday night, and I was over there, you know, getting my shopping as usual, and they cut loose on me. You know how they announce, well, the store's closing, you know, in 10 minutes or the store's closing now. Well, they announced that the store was closing, and I needed to get a couple more items. And so I hurried up and thrown them in my basket and almost ready to go. The only thing I didn't have was my orange juice. And they cut loose on their mouth. Well, I'll tell you why. Because a few months ago, one of their employees, which I know because I've had a detective on this also, and found out the real thing. This store, one of the employees stole my purse and stole $500 out of my purse.
A Walmart employee stole $500 out of your purse?
Yeah, and stole my purse. And I, you know, it was so slick. It was when I was down one of the aisles. And, of course, they had cameras and everything. But Walmart don't want to own up to it. And Walmart has found all the information, you know, that I gave them. The cops were called. And I think this was in October. Cops were called. And a report was made out and everything. So, you know, it's not over. But the Lord has shown me it's an aftermath of what happened Tuesday night. They don't like me now because they know I'm too smart. I found them out.
You outsmarted those Walmart people, huh, Opal?
Yes, I did.
Well, and so they, now they're angry. Are you banned from Walmart?
No. No, I'm not banned. But anyway, I called the next day, which was a Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. I called the next day, and I called the high people in Walmart, you know, the people that run it.
Like the stalkers?
Well, the owners.
The owners of Walmart.
CEOs, you know, that office.
What did the CEOs of Walmart tell you? What did you say to them? What was the problem?
Yeah, I told them exactly the problem. I said they jumped me. I had my head in the freezer getting my ice cream, and they're telling me, they're telling me, get out of here, get out of here. We want to go home. I said, yeah, I know that. I'm trying to get out, you know, get my last item and get out. That's what we usually do. And they just kept on me. And they were so bad, you know. I said, well, all I need is to get my orange juice. You know, I'm feeding back to them. And no, you can't get your orange juice. They wouldn't even let me pick up my orange juice 10 feet away. And so I started to walk over there and get it, you know, against what they were saying, because I knew they were harassing me. And it's they're harassing me because Walmart, the lawyer has let me know, Walmart is taken up for this guy. You know, it's
so,
a cover-up.
So let me get this straight, Opal. You had your head in a freezer at Walmart, and the Walmart employees started to harass you because you wanted to get orange juice.
Yeah.
Now, how did they get you out of the store?
Well, they argued with me and told me off and mouthed me. And
what did they say, Opal? My God, what did they say?
Well, they were just telling me, get out of here. We want to go home. I said, I want to go home, too. Yeah, that was just about all. Get out, get out. I mean, it was just a get out. Two people, and they barricaded the end of the ice cream aisle. I was at. And the reason I had my head in the ice cream, I was picking up my ice cream out of the freezer. And they're yelling at me to get out. I said, let me get my ice cream out here. And I'm pleading with them.
Please give me your ice cream, right?
Huh?
You just wanted your ice cream.
I just wanted my ice cream.
And they were barricading the ice cream aisle.
Yes.
Oh, that's horrible.
It is horrible.
You know, I've heard that this happens in Walmart here, too. It's a Donnybrook when you go into Walmart.
Oh, it is. Well, I met a guy after all of this happened. And I knew it was a put-on. It was the aftermath. And he said, I said...
Like the post-fight. Post-fight wrap-up?
Yeah. The wrap-up. I went through... I finally started to walk after my orange juice, and their mouth was so big and yelling at me to get out. I want to go home. I said, I do, too. I said, Kroger, don't act like this.
No.
Say it over the
nice people work at Kroger, right, Opal?
Huh?
The good people work at Kroger.
Yes, they do.
Yes, we don't barricade the aisles at Kroger. We don't stick people's head in the ice cream freezers.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Well,
maybe
anyway,
you should go to Kroger and get your ice cream, Opal. Maybe that's a better idea from now on, because those Walmart people seem to be giving you a rough time.
I want to buy more at Kroger and less at Walmart. There are just a few things I need to buy, you know.
That'll show them.
And yeah, I'm taking, you know, against them and talked against them. And I asked a guy outside, I said, do they have a lot of cameras up? And they keep saying they do. And they said they had camera right on my car, right where my car was sitting when my purse was snatched. See why my purse was snatched? And I didn't even know it was gone. I didn't even know it was off my arm, you know, last October. And when this happened... And I didn't know that my purse was taken until I started to check out. And so when I was finished shopping, I looked, oh, no, I yell, you know, my purse is gone. And
man, $500 in it.
Well, yeah. I was buying stuff for the house, what Bonnie has destroyed and stuff, you know. I'm replenishing things. And so anyway... The next day, it was on a Saturday night, and then the next day, I went in there to check early, you know. Early
you went back morning. To Walmart?
Yep, went back to Walmart.
I'm going
to
stop you, right?
Yep.
Did you get your orange juice?
The detective on it, and the detective is still on the case, and I called him yesterday to, and I told him what all happened. And I said, this is an aftermath. God has already told it to me. They got my money. And they're holding up for their employee because they don't want their name put out, you see?
Well, Opal, that's a harrowing tale, and I'm so glad you were able to tell it to us tonight, because it just shows you what can go on when you go out to get ice cream and orange juice in the retail world. I know it's a knockdown dragout out there at the Walmart.
Well, it is. And let me tell you, they've been telling me, and I asked the guy afterwards, but in the meantime, back up. I said, all I need is my ice cream and orange juice. And by that time, I had my ice cream out of the freezer. I just, you know how you bend over and get it.
Was it strawberry?
So I had my ice cream out of the freezer. And as I'm walking up, they're barricaded me at the end of it where I couldn't get out except go left to go up to the checker. And yelling, we want to get home, we want to get home. And I said, well, Kroger, don't act like that. I said, they call it on the what you call it, the thing, and they say, line up, this is the last lineup, and they stay there until they check people out at closing time. And I told them that. I said, they don't act like this. And so anyway, I was defying them and talking back to them and telling them off, and then I decided, I'm going to run over there and get my orange juice. This is the only thing I needed to get besides my ice cream. And I took about 4 or 5 steps. Then all of a sudden, it just seemed like it said to me, you know, stop. And you know what? I stopped in my tracks. They said, no, you can't get your orange juice. Just no. And I said, that's not right. You know, you're mistreating me. That's wrong. And I'm going to report you. When I got to the register, I told them, I said, I'm on television and radio, and I said, I'm going to report you.
you've done it, Opal. You've done it. You've reported these Walmart employees. You told them, you said, I'm on television and radio, and you can't treat me this way when I'm trying to get my ice cream and orange juice, right?
That's what I told them. You know what they said?
What did they say?
They yelled at me and said, we don't care.
Right there. These people are morons, as far as I'm concerned.
They're horrible.
Horrible. Did you get your ice cream and orange juice, Opal?
I didn't get my orange juice.
But you got your ice cream.
I was scared. I was scared they were going to attack me.
Oh, my God. Those blue vests. So, Opal, what kind of ice cream? Was it strawberry?
No. You know what I eat all the time?
What's that?
Is these popsicles that are fat. They're long.
The fat popsicles.
They're popsicles, but not the little ones. They are one big stick, you know, popsicle.
One big stick.
One big stick, and it's like, well, when you have a dry throat or anything like that.
You stick it down your throat.
Yeah, it helps your throat. But it's a popsicle on a stick, and there's 12 of them in a package, and it's flavored.
Flavored popsicles.
It's flavored
popsicles.
New thing
out there. Them flavored popsicles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Opal.
Yes.
My God. So you just to clarify here, you've been banned from Menards. You can no longer buy mulch, and now you are having trouble with the Walmart employees. You can't get orange juice.
Can't get orange juice.
Oh, it must be trouble for you up there in Toledo. You got to get out of that city, Opal.
Well, when God tells me, you know that I tell you that God has to tell me and lead me, and He will. But the thing about it is...
Would you like to come to my Memorial Day cookout, Opal? I'm having a cookout on Memorial Day. I'd be more than happy to have you. We'll have some popsicles. Maybe some orange juice.
Well, I still don't have orange juice. I told them, I said, well, I'll go buy it somewhere else. And
we'll go into Kroger down here and get you some orange juice, Opal. Come up for Memorial Day. I'll get you a hamburger and a hot dog, and we'll go get some orange juice. And any barricades that pop up, we'll knock them over.
Well, yeah.
All right, Opal.
Well, listen, one more thing. When I went outside after I checked out, the boss lady checked me out, and I want to tell you this. She told me by her actions that this was a put-on because they know that I know they stole my $500.
Oh, God.
And they're concealing it.
It's horrible.
Not telling it. And she says, and when I said, I'm going to put you on radio on television, go ahead, Opal. I know who you are. Yeah.
See, they know you up there, Opal. It's a whole conspiracy against you, really. It makes the whole JFK thing look like small potatoes, I think.
Yeah.
It's the Opal Covey conspiracy in Toledo, Ohio.
Yeah, it's all over.
Oh, it's terrible. Opal,
you can't go anywhere. And the Humane Society has still got my security dog.
The Humane Society's after you in Walmart and the whole Menards. It's a conspiracy as far as I'm concerned. Now, Opal, before we wrap up this segment here tonight, we always love to hear you sing. Now, you can sing we love the cat song. Sean requested the cat song. Serenade us on this Friday night with the cat song, this beautiful Friday night.
I'm on TV, radio, or...
You're on radio right now, Opal. And you go down to Walmart. Next time you go down there, when they say they don't care that you're on radio, you stick your finger right in their face, and you say, listen, Scott Spears says I can get my orange juice if I want it. That's what you tell them. But go ahead, Opal.
That's right. Well, I'm going to think for a second here because I haven't practiced. Wait a minute.
Take your time.
Oh, just a second here.
Just don't worry yourself. Just I know it's been a rough day.
And I do make mistakes until I get back in shape.
No, I understand. You've been through a Donnybrook.
Oh, this is horrible.
Horrible.
It's awful.
Awful.
Well, the guy promised me that he would. He's putting it to the hierarchy of the Walmart.
Goodness.
They've heard it before.
The hierarchy.
Outside.
Yes, okay,
the
Opal.
Hierarchy, the big people.
Yes, the big people.
And
Sean's the big people around here.
Huh?
Sean's the big people around here.
Is he?
Yeah. Okay. Now maybe he can come up there. He can come up there and block for you. He could be your bodyguard.
I need a You know, I've had a bodyguard before.
I can imagine. All right. Now here we go, Opal. I'm going to give you an introduction. Are you ready? Here we go. This is the legendary Opal Covey, star of television and radio, here on WGH Talk tonight, going to sing the one and only famous cat song that she has sang in many people's houses and on radio and television. Take it, Opal.
Okay. Miss Molly, Miss Polly, where did Dolly go? Miss Molly, Miss Polly, where did Dolly go? Dolly goes down the road to see her curio. Now that's where Miss Dolly goes. Now we don't know where Miss Dolly goes to see. Does she go to see a cat, a dog, or her beau? Miss Dolly go? Wait a minute, I got messed up. Miss Dolly, let me start over. Miss Dolly, Miss Polly, where does Dolly go? Miss Molly, Miss Polly, where does Dolly go? Dolly goes down the road to see her curio. That's where Miss Dolly goes. Now we don't know where Miss Dolly goes to see. Is it a cat? Is it a dog? Or her beau? Now we don't know where Miss Dolly goes down the road to see.
Well, that was wonderful. Thank you so much, and I'm so sorry you've gotten slammed and bammed and begged around down there at the Walmart and the Menards and all those places. Hope your legs get better, and we'll talk soon, Opal. Stay well.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm doing everything.
All right, see you Memorial Day.
Well, I doubt it.
Hey, what? Well, you turned down my invitation, Opal?
Yes, I've got your invitation, but I can't come.
Jeez.
My house, I have to watch my house day and night.
What?
I can't. It's security.
All right.
I've got to secure this house, too.
I know. Well, you have a good night, dear. It's good to talk with you.
Yeah, call me back anytime.
All right. Thank you, Opal. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, if that ain't Peabody Award-winning radio, I just don't know what is. Well, by the way, the phone lines are now open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We might win an award for this show. Do you understand that Opal Covey went to get ice cream and orange juice from the Walmart, and she got ramsacked and Donnybrooked there at the Walmart, and she's already been banned from the Menards. She can't get her darn mulch. This woman's being mistreated. It's a conspiracy. It's that whole simulation theory. It makes it look like small potatoes. What do you got, Sean?
Oh, I can use this laugh.
Call me anytime.
That's what she turned said. Down your invitation.
Yeah, God bless her heart.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, what do you think?
Every time that woman gets on the radio, it's just treasure.
It's pure gold.
Every time.
Pure gold. We tape it because we just let the tape roll because we know this woman is fascinating. She's fascinating. She's an endlessly fascinating character. This woman's every day of her life is a tragedy.
Yeah. She has a lot of stories.
Have you ever been to Walmart and been ransacked like that? Just getting your ice cream and orange juice?
I haven't.
I don't really shop at Walmart.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Then they stole $500 from her, the poor dear. I'm sorry to hear that. All right, phone lines are open. We got about 10 minutes left in this hour. Give us a buzz. I think Olivia's out there listening. Olivia, call in. What'd you think? I think she heard Opal there. That wonderful, wonderful bit. 740-383-9944. By the way, I believe Olivia will join us again next week. She was just mistaken. I think she got mistaken on the dates. But she'll be back with us because she's a part of our quartet here.
Keeps things interesting.
Well, we gotta have a woman. You gotta have a woman. You gotta have a woman on a show like this because to interpret things like we just heard from Opal.
I agree.
The phones are not lighting up like you would expect them to. 74038. I think people are shocked that somebody could be mistreated like that at the Walmart.
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, it's horrible. God, she has
more stories than Carter has liver pills, though.
Yeah, but she's brilliant, isn't she?
Well, she is brilliant. Yeah.
Have you ever called her up and not gotten a treasure, a little nugget of gold?
Yeah. Every time you talk to her, she has something going on.
And that cat song is just fascinating. She's got something on her legs.
Yeah, what is it?
It was Job.
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 What's Job?
It's the story in the Bible. Matt knows all about this because he went home and read the Bible last week after Opal.
Tell us what that is.
The book of Job, there was a guy, and
he was Swedish.
His life was just rough, and it kept getting worse. And then it was all like a test of faith, and he stayed faithful to God, and then God rewarded him with something. I don't know.
But she says she's going to put cream on hers.
I guess. <yeah.
laughs> We don't really know what's going on there. Do you think she was attacked in the Walmart? At least she had some, she gave a put up to Kroger. We got to give her that.
She might think she was attacked in the
They
the
said,
Walmart.
Get out. Get out. You can't have your ice cream. Or your orange juice.
Well, I don't understand. They let her go to the checkout, though.
My favorite part of that is when she said, listen, I'm on radio and television. Well, you can't do this to me.
If the store is closing and you don't let the customer go to the checkout, you got to take all those groceries back.
Yeah, but why didn't they just let her, if she's going to the checkout, why didn't they just say, hey, get your ice cream and go?
Because she wasn't going to the checkout.
I can't imagine an event like that happening at a grocery store. I've never seen anything like that at a grocery store.
I think we need to take a trip to Toledo's Walmart.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go to the phones here. Here we go. We're going to have to go to Toledo Walmart and straighten that whole thing out for poor Opal. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, it's Olivia.
Oh, Olivia. Hey. We miss you.
Yeah. I know. I'm there from afar. I just kind of want to know why. What happened to get banned from Menards?
You know, we really don't know what happened. We just know that she doesn't have any mulch for her yard this year because of... Matt, do you know why she was banned from Menards?
She claims it's because she was just talking to one of her friends about the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then they didn't like it, so they banned her from Menards.
They weren't having that at Menards.
Oh, do you think Walmart's next?
Well, I don't know. The poor lady can't get her ice cream and orange juice.
That is a tragedy. I was shocked to hear that.
Are you crying?
I am a little quenched at the eyes.
Can you imagine that somebody would be treated like that in their own hometown of where they know her? They said, "We know who you are. You're out of here."
I know. I would never expect that kind of behavior at Walmart.
You wouldn't stand for that.
No. No. She should go out there with signs.
Now, let's say you're in Walmart at closing time, and you are getting your ice cream, you got your head in the freezer, and they come down and say, get out of here. What do you say to them?
I'd punch him in the face.
Punch him in the face. So you'd go the violent route.
Yeah.
The violent route's always the fun one.
So you'd end up in the clink.
Probably, yeah.
So just to clarify for the listening audience, we just had a little miscommunication. You didn't stand the three of us up on purpose tonight. You had a miscommunication.
Yeah, that is correct. I did not stand you guys up. I did not have my phone with me because I was out and about with my family, and when I picked up my phone, I had a whole bunch of messages from people saying I was supposed to be on here tonight. I had a whole bunch of texts from you, and I was like, well, what did I miss?
We christened you a part of our quartet.
I know. I think I just fumbled it.
That's okay, because there's a chance you'll be back with us next week, right?
Yes, we're hoping, all things willing.
Oh, yeah, God willing. You know, because you go to Walmart, you might end up in the hospital.
I know, I wouldn't want that.
No, it's a beautiful night out there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Pretty clear. I think it's supposed to rain soon.
Now, next week's Memorial Day weekend, so that's going to be a big, big show. The big kick. We're going to kick off Memorial Day weekend here next week.
Oh, yeah?
I can hear the excitement in your voice.
I'm sorry. Yeah?
Yeah. Well, listen, it's going to be a big show next week. You don't know what... We could have Opal live in the studio.
That'd be nice.
I would love her autograph. I would love that.
The woman is a treasure. She saved Matthew up there. She saved his life. Did she not, Matthew? She took you around the back.
She even gave me, like when she pulled me in, she told me that I could be like her if I followed her advice. and read those in the Bible.
Just a matter of time before you get kicked out of Menards. Just a matter of time.
Follow her advice.
Yep, just follow her advice.
Well, Olivia, we're so glad you called, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week.
Yep, thank you, guys.
Stay well.
See
ya. Bye-bye.
See you.
Yep.
All right, Olivia, I'll be back next week. Just a little miscommunication, I guess. But next week, we're going to do something big next week, because we're kicking off Memorial Day.
What are we doing next
week? Probably calling Opal again and seeing what other tragedies have happened in her life. I'm sure there'll be something between, just a week's time, everything happens to this poor dear.
Yeah, don't you know that the entire city of Toledo is...
It's conspiring.
It's conspiring against her.
But it's sad when you really think about it. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, it was like the ghost of Christmas past here today at the station. We had Bailey show up, Nate was here, and Pastor Craig called in. So
that was a good day. What about Sarah? I wish he'd been hiding it out there. Sarah, if you're out there listening, give us a call.
Or Bailey. Bailey's out there listening.
Jessica?
Anybody. We'll just start calling out names. Just anybody out there, call in, because we want to fill some time here before we go to break at the top of the hour. 740-383-9944. Okay, well, we've done stimulation theory. Or simulation. Simulation. Not stimulation, right?
And I can go over some of the evidence that I have if you want.
Oh, go right ahead.
All right, cool.
We've got a few minutes here.
In 2017... a group of researchers from the University of Washington embedded computer code in the DNA. So, they proved that computer code can be taken, put into DNA, and then read and registered, genetically. Elon Musk, in 2016, had a long quote that says that 40 years ago, we had Pong, two rectangles and a dot. Now, 40 years later, we have a photorealistic 3D games with millions of people playing simultaneously. If you assume any rate of improvement at all, then the games will become indistinguishable from reality. Even if the rate of advancement drops by 1,000 from what it is now, it's a given that we are clearly on a trajectory to have games that are indistinguishable from reality. It would seem to follow that the odds that we are in base reality is 1 in billions.
So that's the evidence of the simulation theory.
The biggest piece of evidence in the simulation theory is the double slit experiment. So they fired electrons at a photosensitive screen through a copper plate. And usually when they did that, it would produce a wave interference pattern. So it would do a line. But under supervision, that exact same test leaves two lines instead of that wave interference pattern. So the electrons are literally changing how they act based on whether or not they're being observed during the experiment.
Very interesting.
It is interesting.
Do you hear California Sun playing? This is Memorial Day music.
Very nice.
Hey, we're going to break here on WGH Talk. We're having a good time here tonight. I hope you're having as good a time as we are. Bailey said she'd call in, but Opal made the baby cry when she sang the cat song. Bailey, Bales, put that baby down. Calm it down. When we come back from the break, maybe we'll hear from Bailey and who knows who else here on the big Friday Night Live program. Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, Olivia Hale in absence, and California Sun. Is that the name of the song? California Sun? Yes, it is. California Sun. Scott Spears coming back with you after the break.
You here in Marion, Ohio. On a station named after Warren G. Harding, just a quarter mile from the Harding Memorial, where the president is...